Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Rebbe Avram Goldar and today we're Masechus Ksubas Daf Samech Dal, the fifth parak Af Al Pi. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichud Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Tzvi Bar Kisna said in the name of Shmuel, Kosvin Igeres Merit Al Arusav and Kosvin Igeres Merit Al Shemer Ziyavam. We issue a certificate of rebelliousness against a rebellious Arusa, but we do not issue one against a rebellious woman awaiting Yibum. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a brisa that taught that a meredith can be an arusa, a nesua, and even if she's a nida or sick, and even if she's a shomer's yavam. This would imply that an igeres merit is written for a shomer's yavam as well. After a number of attempts to resolve the contradiction are refuted, the Gemara concludes that there is no contradiction. Kan k'mishna mishona, kan k'mishna achrona. The brisa's ruling is in accordance with the initial mishnah, and Shmuel's position is in accordance with the ruling of the later mishnah. For it was learned in the mishnah, mitzvah yibum kodemus mitzvah chalitza. The mitzvah of yibum takes precedence to the mitzvah of chalitza. The mishnah mishona was when they had kavana for the mitzvah of yibum, but now that they do not have kavana for the mitzvah, amru mitzvah chalitza kodemus mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah of chalitza takes precedence before the mitzvah of yibum. Therefore, since the Yavama nowadays who rebels against her Yavam is not denying him a mitzvah, she does not receive an Igeres merit. Point number two, Rav Chiya bar Yosef said to Shmuel, what is different about the husband that we compensate him for his wife's rebelliousness on Shabbos by deducting from the Ksuba, whereas we do not increase compensation for a wife for a husband's rebelliousness on Shabbos? Shmuel answered that where the Ksuba is being deducted because of her rebelliousness, well, Mechzeh Kuzcha Shabbos, it does not have the appearance of Shabbos earnings. Whereas in the case where a Ksuba is increasing because of his rebelliousness, Mechzeh Kuzcha Shabbos, it does have the appearance of Shabbos earnings. Rav Chiya bar Yosef then asked why the man who rebels pays half the amount that a woman pays, and Shmuel answered that one can learn from the Shuk of Zonos, mi socher is mi, who hires whom? Rashi explains that since it's the man who hires the woman, his desire for relations is greater, and therefore his suffering is greater when deprived. Another reason, ze yitzra mebechutz ve ze yitzra mebifnim. A man's frustration is exposed externally, whereas a woman's frustration is hidden inside. Rush explains that since a man's frustration is visible to others, it causes him embarrassment. Therefore, his compensation is greater. And point with you, the next Mishnah states, Hamashas ishto al yidei shlish, one who provides for his wife through a third party, may not give her less than 2 kabin of wheat per week or less than 4 kabin of barley. Rabbi Yossi said, no one awarded her a set amount of barley other than Rabbi Shmuel, who was near Edom. The Gemara explains later that the barley of Edom was of a poor quality, and it took twice as much barley grain than wheat grain to produce the same amount of bread. The Mishnah continues to list various responsibilities the husband has to his wife, and the Gemara begins by seeking to identify the Tan who rules that the wife must be given 2 kabin of wheat per week. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Tzvi bar Kisna said in the name of Shmuel, Kosvin Igeres Merit Al Rusav and Kosvin Igeres Merit Al Shemer Ziyavam. We issue a certificate of rebelliousness against a rebellious Arusa, but we do not issue one against a rebellious woman awaiting Yibum. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a brisa that taught that a meredith can be an Arusa, a Nesua, and even if she's a Nida or sick, and even if she's a Shomer's Yavam. This would imply that an Igeres merit is written for a Shomer's Yavam as well. After a number of attempts to resolve the contradiction are refuted, the Gemara concludes that there is no contradiction. Kan k'mishna mishona, kan k'mishna achrona. The brisa's ruling is in accordance with the initial mishnah, and Shmuel's position is in accordance with the ruling of the later mishnah. For it was learned in the mishnah, mitzvah yibum kodemus mitzvah chalitza. The mitzvah of yibum takes precedence to the mitzvah of chalitza. The mishnah mishona was when they had kavana for the mitzvah of yibum, but now that they do not have kavana for the mitzvah, amru mitzvah chalitza kodemus mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah of chalitza takes precedence before the mitzvah of yibum. Therefore, since the Yavama nowadays who rebels against her Yavam is not denying him a mitzvah, she does not receive an Igeres merit. Point number two, Rav Chiya bar Yosef said to Shmuel, what is different about the husband that we compensate him for his wife's rebelliousness on Shabbos by deducting from the Ksuba, whereas we do not increase compensation for a wife for a husband's rebelliousness on Shabbos? Shmuel answered that where the Ksuba is being deducted because of her rebelliousness, well, Mechzeh Kuzcha Shabbos, it does not have the appearance of Shabbos earnings. Whereas in the case where a Ksuba is increasing because of his rebelliousness, Mechzeh Kuzcha Shabbos, it does have the appearance of Shabbos earnings. Rav Chiya bar Yosef then asked why the man who rebels pays half the amount that a woman pays, and Shmuel answered that one can learn from the Shuk of Zonos, mi socher is mi, who hires whom? Rashi explains that since it's the man who hires the woman, his desire for relations is greater, and therefore his suffering is greater when deprived. Another reason, ze yitzra mebechutz veze yitzra mebifnim. A man's frustration is exposed externally, whereas a woman's frustration is hidden inside. Rush explains that since a man's frustration is visible to others, it causes him embarrassment. Therefore, his compensation is greater. And point with you, the next Mishnah states, Hamashas ishto al yidei shlish, one who provides for his wife through a third party, while yibchas la mishne kabin chitin or ma'arba kabin so'orin, may not give her less than 2 kabin of wheat per week or less than 4 kabin of barley. Rabbi Yossi said, "Wapasik la so'orin el Rabbi Shmuel sheyasamach le'edom." No one awarded her a set amount of barley other than Rabbi Shmuel, who was near Edom. The Gemara explains later that the barley of Edom was of a poor quality, and it took twice as much barley grain than wheat grain to produce the same amount of bread. The Mishnah continues to list various responsibilities the husband has to his wife, and the Gemara begins by seeking to identify the Tan who rules that the wife must be given 2 kabin of wheat per week. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach Dalet, and her standard Siman relates to sod, secret, and we use a secret agent to make it more distinct. So here goes. The secret agent on his way to deliver a nigeris merit written to a Yavama discovered a chart that details a rebellious husband compensates less and not for Shabbos. And overheard the husband tell his friend he's not living with his wife and wants him to provide 2 kabin of wheat per week for her. Once again, it's a motion. The secret agent, that must be more enough. Samach Dalet. The secret agent on his way to deliver a nigeris merit written to a Yavama, which reminds us, originally when the mitzvah Yibum took precedence over chalitza because they had the proper kavana, a shomer's Yavam could receive a nigeris merit for rebelling. But now that the mitzvah chalitza takes precedence before the mitzvah Yibum, a Yavama nowadays who rebels against her Yavam is not denying him a mitzvah, so she does not receive a nigeris merit. So the secret agent on his way to deliver a nigeris merit written to a Yavama discovered a chart that details a rebellious husband compensates less and not for Shabbos, which reminds us a rebellious husband does not compensate his wife for Shabbos since it looks like Schar Shabbos, and he pays half that a rebellious wife does because his suffering is greater when deprived or because his frustration is visible to others. So the secret agent on his way to deliver a nigeris merit written to a Yavama discovered a chart that details a rebellious husband compensates less and not for Shabbos, and overheard the husband tell his friend he's not living with his wife and wants him to provide 2 kabin of wheat per week for her. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamashas ishto al yidei shlish, one who provides for his wife through a third party may not give her less than 2 kabin of wheat per week or less than 4 kabin of barley. So once again, the secret agent on his way to deliver a nigeris merit written to a Yavama discovered a chart that details a rebellious husband compensates less and not for Shabbos, and overheard the husband tell his friend he's not living with his wife and wants him to provide 2 kabin of wheat per week for her. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.